This is Akashwani, the news read by Nethea Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the 6th largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that the government is working on creating a skilled talent pool for the textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country.
भारत टेक्स के इस आयोजन में हमारे परिधानों के जरिए भारत की सांस्कृतिक विविधता के दर्शन होते हैं पूरब से पश्चिम उत्तर से दक्षिण हमारे यहाँ कितने तरह के पारंपरिक परिधान है एक एक परिधान के कितने कितने प्रकार है ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने.
Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway, in its statement, said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. In addition, the deployment of the Railway Protection Force and the Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. To further assist devotees, 5 additional Mahakumbh Mela special trains have been scheduled for today. Passengers can contact the Railway Helpline at 139 for any inquiries or assistance during the ongoing rush. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long tour to Chandigarh and Mohali in Punjab today. During his visit, he will be the chief guest at National Agri-Food and Biomanufacturing Institute, NABI, Mohali. Ministry of Ayush has announced the opening of nominations for the prestigious Prime Minister's Yoga Awards for the 2025 edition of the International Day of Yoga. These awards recognize individuals and organizations that have made significant and sustained contributions to the promotion and development of yoga, both nationally and internationally. Individuals applying must be 40 years or older and should have at least 20 years of dedicated service in yoga promotion. Applications and nominations can be submitted via the MyGov platform on or before 31st March this year. Indian Navy platforms INS, Shardul and long-range maritime surveillance P-8I aircraft are in Bali, Indonesia to participate in the International Fleet Review IFR 2025. The event began yesterday and will run until the 22nd of this month. The IFR, a prestigious multinational naval event, will be reviewed by the President of Indonesia and will witness participation of naval forces from various countries. During this period, the Indian Navy will also take part in various high-level engagements, including International Maritime Security Symposium and Tactical Flow Games. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meetings with his counterparts from Mauritius, Maldives, Nepal, Bhutan and Sri Lanka on the sidelines of Indian Ocean Conference in Oman's capital, Muscat, yesterday. At least 48 people were killed and many others were injured in the collapse of an illegally operated gold mine in western Mali. According to local officials, fatal accidents regularly occur in Malian mines where gold prospectors search for the precious metal without authorization.